because a corporation called Russell Athletic, which makes apparel for colleges and universities, closed down one of the only factories in their entire global supply chain that actually respected workers' rights earlier this year, which is a direct violation of codes of conduct that say that college apparel should be produced under dignified working conditions. And Russell Athletic owns Spalding, which makes the official NBA game balls. And we've asked the NBA commissioner, David Stern, to drop their deal with Spalding and the Russell Corporation, which is worth approximately $125 million. And we're, you know, going to be raising awareness about this issue and engaging with folks who are going to be at the game about what Russell has done and why the NBA shouldn't support Spalding.
You say you've asked Commissioner Stern to break this deal with Spalding and with Russell. Have you had any response from the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, generally the NBA has said that they aren't going to be taking meaningful action on this situation.
And how about from NBA players or from fans?
Our response from fans has been pretty good, actually. You know, we've been flyering and talking with fans at the first two games in Los Angeles and the past game in Orlando. And a lot of folks, you know, took our flyers and talked to us about what was going on. And we're definitely concerned. So I'd say that our reception from the fans has been pretty good. There are a couple players who have deals with Spalding. Most famous is probably Paul Pierce, who plays for the Celtics. And we are in the process of trying to outreach to some of those players, but we haven't, you know, gotten very far along with that yet.
We're speaking with Rod Palmquist with United Students Against Sweatshops. You mentioned in the flyer Honduras. What's the connection between Russell Corporation and Honduras?
Over a decade ago, Russell decided to take most of their operations offshore, and they have a lot of production facilities in Honduras. They're the largest private employer in Honduras. And so that's the main connection.
What about the conditions in those factories?
The conditions in those factories are definitely bad. I mean, in two cases, at a factory called Jersey's Chiloma and a factory called Jersey's de Honduras, workers organized and attempted to, you know, exercise their rights to freedom of association in response to conditions in the factory, low wages, long working hours, unresponsive management, and different factors like that. And in response to workers, you know, trying to form unions, Russell has closed both of those factories, which is a violation of international labor law, Honduran law, and university codes of conduct.
If a fan goes out to the game on Sunday or any of the other games, what do they expect to see from your group? Will you be flyering? Will you have props? What's going on there?
Yeah, for the first few games, we mostly focused on flyering, but we're actually going to be having more, you know, educational theatrics. We have a big kind of mock David Stern, who will, you know, be confronted by a superhero connected to the Magic, and that will be like a superhero for justice. And we'll have a few props and things like that. And we'll be doing more theater on Sunday, and then for LA, if there's a game six, I think we'll be planning bigger events too.
You mentioned in the flyer that five of the seven top schools that produced NBA players have cut ties with Russell. Which schools are those?
Yeah, there are over 50 schools who have cut contracts with Russell, 70 schools total who have pledged to not do business with the company. And these are big schools like UCLA, UConn, the University of Florida, lots of others in, you know, the Pac-10, Big Ten, big sports conferences in the NCAA. We're asking both Russell and the NBA to do the right thing by actually respecting national laws in Honduras and basic human rights. And I think that a lot of fans care about this issue and will really want to see Russell do the right thing.